the worst things in life is when our hopes and dreams for the future lie shattered all over the floor. It feels like you've lost your whole future. How do you live through that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Welcome again to the program today as we look at picking up the pieces from a different perspective. Let me ask you something. Have you ever dropped a glass and broken it? I think we probably all have. It kind of slips from your hands or you don't quite put it down on the bench properly and the rest is like slow motion. We see it falling to the ground, but there's nothing we can do. And in that instant, it smashes into a million pieces all over the floor. And then it's out of the slow-mo, back into real time again. And you look at the glass on the floor and our very first reaction, our very first emotion, the very first thing we feel is regret. Oh, if only I had, why did I do that? And the more the glass is worth, the more we feel the regret. I mean, if it's some precious ornament, we can even be moved to tears. You know what I mean? It's funny, isn't it? Regret over an inanimate object. But what about when it's something much more than some cheap glass? What about when it's our hopes and our dreams lying shattered on the floor? What about when it's a relationship that's fallen apart or something we did wrong and it's caused financial crisis? The pain and the regret, well, they can be overwhelming. There's an old saying, you know, don't cry over spilt milk. Well, that's all well and good, but we do. Now, there's a lot of wisdom in that saying because the moment the milk is spilt, you can't unspill it. The moment the glass is broken, you can't unbreak it. You can't do a sort of a fast rewind like you can on the video recorder and say, oh, I'm back to where I was and it's all fixed. So don't cry over spilt milk makes sense. But at the same time, when we experience the pain of regret, those shattered dreams, it's exactly what we want to do. These last few weeks on the program, we've been looking at, well, when life isn't what we would have planned or chosen or hoped for, we say to God, why are you letting this happen? How long is this going to go on for, Lord? Yeah, sure, we know God's here. We know that in our heads. But as I said yesterday, that can be a hard thing to swallow when we're going through a tough time, when we're going through sickness or loneliness or pressures or whatever it is. How is it that in the middle of that, we can live the life that God always intended? How is it that we can have peace and joy? How is it that we can be more than conquerors, which is what the Bible says that we are when we believe in Jesus? One of the worst times of all is when something happens to shatter our hopes and dreams, when a sportsman or a sportswoman is cut down in their prime through injury, when a marriage is cut down in its prime through divorce, when a promising career is cut down through retrenchment, when a business is cut down through some economic crisis, then what happens? Well, then what happens is the very thing that we were sacrificing for, the hope, the dream, the thing that we had our hearts set on, the thing that we've been slogging our guts out for, slips out of our hand and lies shattered on the floor. We stand there and we look at it with an ache in our hearts, with tears in our eyes. I remember several years back, before I became involved full-time with this ministry, Christianity Works, I was doing a few little radio programs and the then CEO of the ministry decided to cut the radio programs altogether. I can't tell you, I had this dream on my heart to be doing this and my hopes and my dreams were shattered. And I thought, God, how is it that I am supposed to live the life you intended, the thing that I know in my heart I should be doing, when these hopes and dreams of mine, these hopes and dreams that you put there, God, are lying shattered on the floor? But here's the reality of life. You can't put it in any other way. When we place our faith in something in this world, in a person, in money, in a career, in a dream, whatever it is, when that becomes our primary focus, even if it's good, even if it's godly, when we put that before God, we have to accept the fact that sometimes that thing that we're hoping in will fail. People will fail us. Careers will fail us. Wealth will fail us. Pets will die on us. You know, it hurts. The Apostle Paul wrote this to his protege, Timothy. Have a listen. He said, "We brought nothing into this world, so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we'll be content with those. But those who want to be rich fall into senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. You can find that in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. Now, rich is about having worldly things. It's about money and possessions and careers and all the things that we want to make us comfortable and happy. We all have natural hopes and dreams. My wife, Jackie, is the most beautiful woman on the planet, and my hope and dream is that we will grow old and grey together in a nursing home somewhere, that we'll share the same glass for our dentures, you know. But that may not happen. One of us may go early. Everything on this planet is temporary. When we get our priorities out of balance, we imagine somehow that our career is where it's all at, or money, or even our marriage is where it's all at, we're missing the point. I mean, I love my wife, but at the end of the day, you know, she can't make me happy. She can't do that. She can bless me and she can love me, but I can't put that burden on her. I can't demand of her that she makes me happy. We need to have an eternal perspective. Paul, again, in his letter to the Colossian church, writes this. He says, "Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Jesus, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory." So get rid of all this rubbish out of your lives, is what he's saying. He's saying, get an eternal perspective. These things here on earth are temporary. I come to the studio, I sit down, I record these programs, and they come out to you, and you listen to them. I've got to tell you, I don't want to do anything else with my life. But if I imagine somehow that that's what it's all about, being successful in doing that, I'm missing the point. Because, you see, I'm starting to set my mind on the things that are below, not the things that are above. Because my reward is in heaven. You believe in Jesus? Your reward is in heaven. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we have on this earth, one day will be no more. Get a revelation. Unless Jesus comes back one day, you and I are going to breathe our last breath on this earth. One day, my heart and your heart is going to beat its last beat on this earth. And the more we hold on to the temporary things on earth, the more we demand for them to make us happy, the more we miss the point. Listen again. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on the earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Hold on to things loosely. Look at life with an eternal perspective. There's some good amidst it all. There's some pain mixed in with the blessing. I've been through some tough times in my life. You've been through some tough times in your life. The bitter and the sweet, the dark and the light. But the most amazing thing is when we experience the glory of God in the middle of this life and we look forward to eternity with Him. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about our free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse, together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you each day. It's completely free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through His Word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time tomorrow, with a different perspective.